Hello everyone, welcome to the daily Mishnayos Shir. We're learning Maseches Bava Kamma. We're going to start first by chazing over the three Mishnayos we did yesterday, and then we'll go Vayitzer. We started yesterday in Perek Zayin, Bava Kamma Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. It said, Hayamoshka v'yotze u'meis rishus abaylim. Talking about the thief here that's pulling the item he wants to steal, say it's an animal, out of the rishus abaylim, and he's trying to pull it out to steal it, and it dies in that rishus potter. His potter, he didn't do a kinyan. He could be able, but if he picked it up, even in that reshus, Oshiotim reshus abalim, or he managed to pull it out, drag it out, v'meis, chayv. Then it died, v'chayv on that. But suddenly, v'choyos benof, he paid it off as a pinyan ben for his son, ola bal chovor for a debtor, he paid it off, paid off a debt with it. V'shomer chinam gave it to a shomer chinam, someone who watches for free, l'shoel, a borrower, l'nosi socher, someone who watches for pay, l'socher, a renter, v'yemosh chameis reshus abalim. And these people did the same thing. They were pulling it out of the reshus, and it died in the reshus of the owner, Potter. Again, the Potter, no kinyan was made. He could be, if they did Agbo, Sheotim, Reshus, Vilem, where they successfully managed to get it out, Lemes, Chayv. Then they're Chayv. Agav, the cases here seem to be like the exact same cases. So, it could be a Chiddush here they bring is that even though we say, Ein Shliach Hidvar Aveira, over here the Gan is still going to be Chayv. The Gan will be Chayv in the case of Chiyuv. Because the shliach here didn't know b'chlal was a stolen item, or the shliach didn't know it was a veira to pull it out of the place, didn't know how the veira was accomplished. That could be a chiddush in that part of the Mishnah. Mishnah Zion told us, "Im megalim behemah daka be'eretz Yisrael, you can't raise behemah daka that's an undomesticated animal, a small animal, not really undomesticated, but a small animal like a sheep in Eretz Yisrael." We said that they're going to hurt the yeshuv, they're going to eat the crops. You can grow them outside of Eretz Yisrael, Syria, lands that David HaMelech conquered that are not called part of the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. Or an uncivilized part of Midbar in Eretz Yisrael also. They won't damage the yeshuv then. In Megalim, Tarnagol, and Yerushalayim, you can't call chickens in Yerushalayim, because they're kachin meat in Yerushalayim. The chickens may grab something tummy out of a trash heap and drag it over to where kachim are. And all of Eretz Yisrael, you can't have chickens, because Kohanim need to be eating all food in Tahara, and Memela, they might metame Kohanim, that'll be a problem. Imagalim Chazirim b'chol makom, you can't grow a pig anywhere, you can't raise a pig anywhere, because when the Chashmonaim kings were facing off against each other, they were together and bringing the Korban Tame, but one day the ones outside the wall lifted up a Chazir to bring, and it stuck its claws into the wall, and the land shook, and so therefore they said anyone who raises a pig in Eretz Yisrael is cursed. Not just Eretz Yisrael, I should say, anywhere. A person cannot raise a dog. A dog may bark and cause a woman to miscarry. You have to have it tied up in a chain. You can't spread out traps for doves. They may end up killing doves that belong to people in the yeshuv. It can be far away from the yeshuv 30 ris. 30 ris is about 4 milin. It's 4 milin, which is a little under 4 miles. Then we started the eighth parak. He said in the Mishnah Aleph, a chovel lechaver, one who hits his friend, chayv alav mishum chamish levarim. There are five penalties you have to pay. There's benezik, that's damage, betzar is pain, beripu is healing him, beshevis is the time he can't work, uvaboshet is in the humiliation. Benezik hits out, how is nezik evaluated? Simes eno kotas yodar shiva, struggle yon osakilu evan in karbashuk. If he blinded him, cut off his hand, or broke his foot, we see him as if he's an evid that would have been sold on the marketplace. Veshamin kama hayof vekama huyof. Evaluate how much would he have been worth and how much is it worth now. That's how you evaluate him. Tsar, how do you evaluate pain? Kavo b'shpud of a master, you burnt him with a spit or a nail, a filo al tzipar, even on his fingernail. So these are places that the hezek is not so important, but still causes pain. Makam sheino osa chalur, it's a place that doesn't cause a wound. Omdin kama adam kiyotze b'zeh, rotza lita liyos mitzarekach. We evaluate how much such a person, this person that has this amount of comfort level, we said, would be willing to take, how much money he would take to be in such pain. Ripui, how you do healing? Hikao chayv l'rapos. If you hit him, you have to heal the wound. Alu tzmachim, if boils or some sort of lesion or something came upon him because of the wound. Imach v'samach, if it's because of the wound, chayv. They have to heal that too. Shalom achas v'samach abatir. If it's not associated with the injury that you caused, you'd be pat. Chayse v'nistra, chayv l'rapos. If it keeps coming back, so then you have to keep healing it. Chayse kol tzarka, but if it was entirely healed, ain't no chayv l'rapos, you don't have to heal it anymore. Shavis, the time off work. Ron osa ki ilu ushar mikishuim shikvar nasan la demei yodu demei rago. You see him as if he is a guard of cucumbers. you already gave him the money for his hand or his leg. Meaning to say, you may have injured, the mazik may have injured him in a way that he's no use for his hands or legs anymore. So what could he do? What time are you causing him to lose from his job? The only job he could do is something where he's just sitting there and watching something. If he had a profession which he is being taken away from because of his injury, then you'd have to pay him the wages of that profession. Boshes, embarrassment, akolafim, vayish, misvayish. Everything is going to the one, everything is according to the one, the embarrassing and the one that got embarrassed. Meaning, say, if a not so chashuv person embarrasses someone, that causes more embarrassment. And if a more chashuv person gets embarrassed, that's more embarrassing. Amavayish, so harum, if you embarrass someone who anyway is not so particular about his dignity, a naked person, amavayish is a suma, or a blind person doesn't see it, so amavayish is a yashin, one sleeping, chayiv, you're still chayiv. The yashin should be yash potter, but a sleeping person that embarrasses somehow while sleeping, he's going to be potter. Reason being that you have to have kavana for busha, and obviously does not. That's also illustrated by the next case. Nafal min agag v'hizik v'biyesh, right? If you fell from the roof and on the way down, damaged and embarrassed, chayv al nezik u'patar labosh is the only chayv for the nezik, not on the embarrassment. Shnei v'shal choyoda v'echzika b'mivushav, in the case of the woman who interfered with two men fighting and embarrassed the man by revealing his private area, it says over there, that she sent out her hand. And you have to intend in order to be chayv. The Rav brought quite a lot about the makaris of these dinim, and at the end of the long Rav, he brought that these dinim are only done by smuchim of Eretz Yisrael, and certain dinim are done by smuchim outside of Eretz Yisrael, but nowadays, anyways, we try to come to a pshara, we don't try to come to din, mamish. Seder. Continues our new Mishnah for the Mishnah base. Zeh chomer ba'adam yibashor. This is something that's more strict by a person than an animal. A human being that damages has to pay these five things. And the penalty we talked about in early Mishnah of Dmei Vlados, the money paid for a person hits a pregnant woman and she miscarries. That's the money paid for the fetuses. For sure, and Mishal and Nezik, who puts me the Vlados. For sure, will only pay Nezik, not the other four things. I'll be putter from Dmei Vlados. Pretty straightforward. Mishnah Rav says, "Reshorin b'shalom on the nezik. Reshorin pays nezik. Dixiv ish ba'amiso. Nezik is something that it doesn't say. This pasuk obviously is not by nezik. It's about the other things that a person has to pay. Those things it says ish ba'amiso, a man to his friend. Lo shor ba'amiso. So shor doesn't have that. It's a miut of ish, right? Seder, pretty clear. And that it says the pasuk made of Mez Vlados, also a pasuk, your pasuk from the Vlados, because it says Dixiv king yinotzim anashim, when men will fight. Anashim lo shorim, not oxen. Now the oxen fight don't have the parsha of the Mez Vlados. Mishnah Gimel says, Amak es aviv es imo, one who hits his father or mother, lo asa mem chabura, and did not wound them. Now if a person wounds his father and mother on purpose, it's a chiyuv misa. In Beshogeg is also an action of chiyuv misa, but obviously he wouldn't die for that. So over here, not being a chabura, so that means there's no chiyuv misa happening. One who hits his friend on Yom Kippur, chayiv b'kulam, he can be chayiv on them. Now we'll see why this is. From the Rav, we'll explain why is there a chiyuv here if he's doing something where he's in the chal Yom Kippur. We'll see. Chovel be'eved ivri chayiv b'kulam. One who hits an eved ivri is also chayiv. Chutz min hashevis, however, you don't pay shevis bizman shehu shelo if it's his own eved, meaning a person owns a slave, and then he injures him somehow, has to pay for pain and healing it, etc. I guess then he'd have to give the eved a special kinyan to be able to keep that money, because generally what an eved acquires belongs to his master, his owner. But you don't have to pay in any event shevis, his recovery time, because anyways it's his own eved, so the recovery time is something he's losing out on, his eved can't work for him. One who hits the Canaanite slave of other people, so it's a goy, chayiv b'chulon, also chayiv in everything. That's again when it's owned by other people. So we'll see what's going on in the Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein la avadim boshes. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no exception at all. Avadim simply, I'm sorry, this is a different penalty. He says that a different penalty of boshes, of embarrassment, is not at all paid to avadim. We'll see why not. Says the Rav in elaborating, so we explain the case of one hitting one's parents, he can be chayiv, and if there was no wound, there was no bruise caused, because then there's no chiyuv misa, so he's chayiv tashlumin. Now over here on Yom Kippur, he's also going to be chayiv. Says the Rav, "Afal gav debekol Torah kula ha'over aver shechayiv aleha malchus for tashlumin lo kevein amashal." Even though, as far as the whole Torah is concerned, every other halacha in the Torah, one who is over an avera that one is chayiv both lashes and payment for it, generally gets the lashes and doesn't pay. Now over here, it's one of those averes because he hit his friend, so obviously there's payment involved. These five things that we're speaking about was also going to be a chayiv malchus because chilul yom kippur is an aver that has kares, and for every aver that has kares, we get malchus. So over here, you have both. Generally, what should happen is we get the malchus and not pay. Over here, he's going to pay and not get lashed. The Torah explicitly changed it, explicitly included one who hits his friend to get malchus, tashlumin, to pay and not get malchus. Niksiv yad biyad, says hand in hand. The Hainu Mamon, that is Mamon, that's talking about chovel bechavero, says he has to pay. Michti, Steve, it already says, kasher asa keni asa lo. It already says that a person has to, is going to get penalized for what he did. Yad biyad lamli, so what is this extra verse? Right, to pay the money. So include exactly this case. One, it hits his friend in Yom Kippur. He's going to have to pay instead of getting lashed like you would have thought. Okay? Now, the next part of the Mishnah, the Rav is a comment on, the case of Evrid Ivri, where he's going to be chayiv and everything except for Sheves. So he's chayiv Nezek Tzar Ripuyin Boshes. When it's his, right? He doesn't pay Shevis because it's his Evid, so the Bittul Malacha is his Bittul. Again, they don't elaborate here about, well, the other four things, how we will acquire the one he is Chayiv. The Chor will have to be that he makes him have a special Kenyan. But that Evid Kenani case, the Rav also does not comment about the Evid Kenani. And when the Chor, you pay the five things, it's of other people. I'm not sure, though. It's not clear to me what is the difference between this and the Evid Ivri. I suppose Gora Tanakamo, it's not. Really, Rabbi Yehuda is making a difference that Avodin don't have boshes. Let's see. Rav says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain la Avodin boshes, tiksiv, ki yinotzon anoshim yachtov ish va'achiv. When two men fight, a man and his brother. Mishreshel achva. That means someone who has the idea of brotherhood. Yotze evid shein lo achva. That excludes an evid. An evid does not have brotherhood. He's on his own. Right? So, memela. In Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but he's saying that they're not going to be shaykh to this parsha. I would assume the Evid Ivri, we would say, does have some brotherhood. I think it means an Evid Kenani here. So therefore, that would clarify why Rabbi Yehuda is at all different than the Shita before, and the Shita before is only talking about Evid Kenani, and Rabbi Yehuda is arguing Dafka and Evid Kenani. But I think on Evid Ivri, we would say there is, you have to Evid Ivri is in your ways, you have to treat him a lot better than you in a lot of ways. He has a lot of brotherhood to him. He's a regular Jew, just serving as an Evid. So that's what I would assume. Whereas an Evid Kenani is, in a lot of ways, not part of either non-Jews or Jews. He's chayv in mitzvahs like a woman, but he can't marry into the Jewish people, etc. So I think that would be only about an Evid Kenani, although the Rav does not say so beferish. Says Mishnah Dal, chayish shot to the cotton pigas and ra, a chayish shot to the cotton, I mean, it's a deaf mute, an insane person, and a minor, when they hit people, pigias, and they're touch, literally, when they hit somebody, damage somebody, it's very bad. Hachovah behen chayiv, because as follows. If you hit them, you chayiv. Behem shachovah behen, when they hit other people, paturin, they're patur. So there's it's a lose-lose situation. Ha'aviv ha'isha pigias and ra, also by an avid and a woman, it's also bad when the hitting involving them. You hit them, you chayv. And they hit other people, but to him, they're putter. But they do pay afterwards, meaning to say, if she were to get divorced, when she was married, she was putter. And then she got divorced, or nishtach or ever, the ever got freed, then they would have to pay at that point. So says the Rav, Evid v'isha shechavu l'achayim paturim, she'in lahem b'ma l'sham. They are not considered to have anything to be able to pay. This, of course, has to be about an Evid Kenani, because Evid Ivri certainly has his own things. He can buy himself out if he gets enough money, etc. He can set himself free. Evid Kenani doesn't have his own because everything that he gets goes to his master. Based on that, I want to correct what I said in the previous Mishnah that you could pay an Evid Ivri the other things you owe him. You don't have to make a special Kenani. He gets what his own thing. The klal, I was mistaken before, the klal of Mashikana Evid Kana Rabo is by Evid Kenani, right? So over here, they don't have what the Mishalim in our Mishnah. So they're going to be putter. But Nisgar She'ish Mishtachar Evid, the Kana Nechasim, right, the woman gets divorced or the Evid gets free and they buy things, Chayim L'Shan, then they have to pay. Shamitchila Hin Chayovim. Really, they were the type of person they have to pay for hitting people. L'Shan L'Ma L'Shan, just they don't have any ability to own money to pay. Shenech Seim Elog, Shal Isha, Meshubadim L'Val Peir, Sal Yerusha. that even a woman that's married, she has nichsei malog, she has items of her own there aesthetically, but while she's married, they're meshubad to the husband to eat from and for Yerusha. Meaning, as I say, the husband is allowed to eat from them. She doesn't have control over them, and she can't touch them in Mela because it's only for her husband or to be available for Yerusha if needed. Okay, thank you for listening. Mr. Shem, we'll continue tomorrow.